Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions take two. My stupid ass lost the files to take one of my interview with this badass Northwest band, White City Graves. So, egg on my face, boo to the host. Take two. How you guys doing? Introduce yourself. Let's go around the practical or the digital Zoom room. Tell us what your name is and what you do in White City Graves yet again.
I'm Adam. I'm lead vocals and rhythm guitar.
Yeah. I'm Wes, backup vocals and guitar.
Troy, I play the drums. And do some yelling in the back.
I'm Brent. I'm the bass.
So welcome back to the show. Unfortunately, I did delete the episode, so we'll try and recreate it with all of its grandiosity. How have you guys been the last, year? It's really, this past week, I had the 1 year anniversary of the last time I had anyone in studio. Everyone's getting those Facebook notifications of the last show that they went to, et cetera, et cetera. How have you guys been holding up over the past year or so?
It sucks, man. It absolutely sucks. We haven't played a show in over a year. I would like to go to another show. I would like to play another show. It's impossible right now. But at least things are starting to open up a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we're getting show offers here and there.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
We did finish an album.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
during
that.
All of this and release an album, which is a little bit of a bummer to have an album release where you can't play live.
So tell me about that. Was there any trepidation about releasing the album? Did you ever think like, hey, we should hold back until we can release it? Or what was the thought process into just putting it out there?
I think it was more, well, the album's done. Mm-hmm. We got vinyl on the way. We just really wanted people to hear it and realize that we didn't die and we're just still grinding away. So yeah. It was more of a message in a bottle saying, hey, we're still here.
Yep.
Hey.
And I think we were so excited about how good it sounded that we wanted to like get it out so people could hear it. We did shop it around to some record labels.
Yeah.
But just decided it was best to just get it out there and let people hear it.
Try to keep some momentum, right? Mm-hmm. Can't go out and play, can't do shows, so you got to do something to you know, just kind of keep people listening, coming back, right?
We've already started working on new stuff.
Really? We're going to play some songs from the album, but before we do, let's get a kind of an origin story for White City Graves. Can you guys tell me, how did you guys all meet, and when did you guys form, and, you know, how did the band get started?
Well, we started in about 2010. Like I said, in version one, this is our 10-year anniversary, and we can't hear the damn show. But whatever. So Wes and I have been playing together for an awfully long time, and we've had some lineup changes over the years since our formation, and now we've got Brent and Troy, which seem to round things up great at describing why we're named what we are.
Yeah, so 10 years ago, Adam started writing the creepy, nefarious song lyric stories. And, you know, White City Graves is a book by this local guy, you know, about H.H. Holmes, America's first serial killer. And Adam's stuff and serial killing just seemed to go really hand in hand. Just perfect marriage.
That's awesome.
That's where White City Graves came. That's where the name came from. Yeah.
And Adam, you do the artwork for the band. So you did the artwork for the album cover. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So the album is called One of Us, and you can actually buy the album at whitecitygraves.bandcamp.com. Bandcamp has been kind of the champions for underground and local bands over the pandemic, with helping out so much. You know, the first Friday of every month, or do a thing where they don't take any of the profits. They give 100% of the profits to the band. So if there's any chance, I mean, I'm sure you could stream it everywhere, but if you can, give them a purchase on Bandcamp. And that's just my little bit there. I'm not getting paid to say this. I'm just saying, you know, it's a good way to support the bands. And Adam, how long have you been a visual artist as in addition to musician?
So I've been doing graphic art when I was about 16. Started playing music when I was 15. So they both kind of go hand in hand. Hell, I'm even working on something that's sitting right next to me that is just something new that I have no purpose for. I have no point for, but whatever.
Is that your day job?
Always, as long as I can remember.
Is that your day job career? A graphic designer?
No, I'm a diesel mechanic. Oh. I used to be a graphic designer, but that whole .com crash back in the early 2000s. Yeah, that kind of took care of that.
Fair enough. So we're actually going to go into a song. We're going to go into track one, Bump in the Night, from One of Us. This is White City Graves again on round two of the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. My bad. What can you guys tell me about Bump in the Night?
Bump was basically an homage to the old school horror punks before us. You know, the Misfits, the Samhain, the whole nine yards that fell after them.
Right on. So we're going into it right now, and it is Bump in the Night by White City Graves. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
We are
Hey, it's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, White City Graves. Again, it's the album is called One of Us. You can check it out, whitecitygraves.bandcamp.com, if you like Bump in the Night. These guys been together now 10 years, 11 years coming up here. I got to ask this, if you can, tell me what your favorite or favorite or favorites Northwest bands of all time are.
Well, I'll go with, there's a lot of them. Mm-hmm. Soundgarden, of course. You can't go wrong with Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
Black Abbey, Old School, the Melvins. Oh, man. So many to go over. All the local bands that we've played with, it's been amazing.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with Soundgarden, Melvins. I always liked Coffin Break.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of people kind of know that band, but they, I always enjoyed their little brand of peppy punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
Get on a flight list for singing that song.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm not going to change from the first time we went through this.
Right? Episode one.
For me, I think I mean all the bands that Adam said, especially Black Happy, was a good one. But Seaweed, is one of my favorites. And I think if I were stranded on an island and had to listen to like one of, you know, like a few albums, I think Diary is probably one I would take with me from Sunny Day.
Awesome.
That's got to be one of my kind of go-tos. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably keep the same answer from last time too. I'm a big Jared Warren fan. So Carp from back in the day, and then more recently Big Business, which was actually the last show I saw before lockdown, which was absolutely killer. They crushed it. So those guys are good. Oh, and you know, if we're keeping it just to the Northwest, I'm a big Yob fan too out of Portland. So
forget about those guys.
Yob is awesome. Super heavy. So
Yob is love.
You guys, you know, I wanted to mention this time around when we talked, there's a lot of crucial, awesome venues here in Northwest, and cross our fingers that they can all make it through this the last couple months of the pandemic. Cross our fingers. Now, if you were to choose, what's home base for White City Graves? What would you consider as like the venue that you would kind of call home? Is there one?
That's a rough question, because we
I could think of a couple, but
okay. Sure.
I mean, they're not like huge venues. I mean, I've got a soft spot for the Victory when I was around. And I think Daryl's, I mean, totally. They're not huge venues, right? But we have some of the most fun shows at those, you know, kind of smaller, you know, tavern type joints, right? Where you're just playing on the floor and, you know, getting spit on, or, you know, people spilling beer on you, whatever, you know, kind of in your face.
Don't forget Tim's, man. Don't forget Tim's.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing, right? Yeah. I love those smaller, kind of spots, but yeah.
But then you've also got the flip side of that is the gigs at El Corazon.
Yeah.
Like
they treat kind
of, yeah, it's nice to be in that circuit of bands that gets to open up and be local support for bigger touring bands. To be able to jump up on stage and actually play in front of, you know, 400 people and get some response from a large group of people.
Yeah.
Sell some merch.
Pay some bills.
So now that we're talking about some shows like, you know, in venues like that, and also the venues, you know, in the more raw underground punk bars and stuff that we're talking about, what are a couple gigs over the last 10 years that you can recall as being like really memorable, awesome White City Grave shows?
There used to be a club up in Stanwood that was phenomenal. It was called Mad Dog's Tavern.
Okay.
It was the craziest place you ever saw. We wouldn't leave there dry because there was so much beer flung through the air. It smelled like a brewery when you walked out. You may be a little drunk, but not the point. You were just drenched, and there was just so much love there because nobody went to Stanwood. Nobody.
So they appreciate it.
Evelyn's up in Clear Lake.
Good point. Yeah.
Tiny little roadside shack of a bar, but you go up there and play and everybody absolutely is having the best time because it's the only thing happening in town. So the entire town is there. Everybody knows each other. Everybody's partying. They're so grateful to just have live music. So those gigs are fun.
That's the thing about those, you know, smaller town shows is like everyone is so stoked for a good live band, and you know they're not jaded because of, you know, us here in Seattle, there's like, you know, 20 different gigs we could go to at any night, and in places like that, it's just they're amped, and that's really cool that, you know, you remember those ones as some great shows.
Yeah, man, it's a genuine enthusiasm, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
they want to be there, and we get welcomed. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, open arms.
And the staff treat you well. Like, they're excited to have you there, and they treat you like you're a guest as opposed to being in their way for the night,
right?
This thing they have to do.
Okay, so let's go back a few years and let's talk about what was the band that made you fall in love with music? The band that like really was kind of like that aha moment for you. Do you recall, Adam? Let's start with you, man.
Oh damn, that's a wow. I tell you what. I got my first guitar and my first amp because I heard Sanitarium by Metallica for the very first time.
Yeah.
And that was kind of my moment. My crappy little Sears amp didn't have any distortion on it. So I figured out that intro verbatim perfectly. I couldn't play any more of it.
But it sounded great on that Sears amp.
So I think I
got to be Metallica. All right, Troy. What about you, man?
Well, I learned how to play drums listening to ZZ Top.
Okay.
My dad was a drummer, and I was taking drum lessons, and you know, concert band playing xylophone and playing the snare drum and. I told my dad, I want to be like a rock drummer. And so we went and bought a ZZ Top Eliminator tape. And he's put the boom box next to the drum kit in the basement with the big ass headphones and was like, come home every day after school and listen to this album. And when you can do that, then you're a rock drummer. So ZZ Top. And then after that, it turned into probably Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Like Pyromania, playing along with that. And then I discovered Sepultura, Beneath the Remains. And,
then
it just turned into listening to heavy music for the next 20 years.
Def Leppard to Sepultura. That's quite a jump, dude.
I blame my friend Ian. He showed up at my house with a Slayer tape and was like, you got to hear this.
Yeah. He's like, Def Leppard? No way, bro. Slayer. Dude, Wes, what about you, man?
I think I probably got my first bass guitar. I started with bass. I think I must have been about 12. And a buddy of mine had taught me how to play Holiday in Cambodia, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought that was just like the coolest thing, right? Just that, just this little intro. And so started playing more. And then I think what really kicked it off, I don't know if you remember, but back in the day at that time, we were all going to like the Redmond Firehouse was a big deal, right?
Cool. Under all
so
ages.
Every weekend that we could go to shows, I wasn't playing, but we used to go to the Redmond, the old firehouse, right? Mm-hmm. Every Friday, I think, every other Friday. And, you know, you could see 3, 4, 5 bands for like $2 or $3, right? Adam used to play. I used to go see Adam play there before we ever played together, right? So I think that got me pretty hyped into playing, but wanting to be on the other side, right? Wanting to be on stage and play. Yeah.
What band were you playing in, Adam?
It was an old school punk band called I Forget.
Ah. You could have just said, I forget. And I would be like, what? Huh? Like, I forget, dude. I forget what is it called.
I had to preface that because that was always everybody's response.
And Brent, what about you, man? What was the band that made you fall in love with music?
Well, I guess when I started playing bass in the 80s, I was kind of big into the new wave scene. And so I probably learned about 80 to 90% of every Cure song that was ever written. But then later on, I started listening to the heavier stuff. And I think when I started to find kind of my bass style and my bass voice was listening to bands like Jesus Lizard and Caius.
Yeah, heavy stuff.
Some of those early Tool albums. Yeah. So that's when I kind of said, okay, that's what kind of woke me up as a bass player.
Awesome. So you guys mentioned that you're already in the process of writing more material, even though, you know, you just released this album. Is that true? And how much material do you guys have?
We got three songs pretty well sculpted out. Kicking around another cover. We'll probably have enough for a new album before the pandemic's over.
Nice.
To be honest.
We had to get Brent involved because Brent joined the band after we recorded the album.
Mm-hmm.
So our buddy Josh played bass on the album. And then Brent joined the band after that. So we had to start writing some new songs, and I gotta say I'm excited about them. I think they're good. Excited to demo them out.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
So if you go to the White City Graves Bandcamp, there's an option to purchase a pre-order for limited edition vinyl. That's pretty awesome. Do you know when it's expected to be released on vinyl?
We placed the order about 5 months ago.
A little back-ordered.
Expected delivery, I think, was March 21st or something like that. So it's coming up soon. Expecting to get a bunch of really heavy boxes in the mail one of these days soon.
That'll be cool, man. So if you want to get this on vinyl and you dig it, and you're a vinyl collector, I am one. So definitely order this. We're actually going to go into another song from the record. This is track 2 from One of Us. It's called Lights Out. Is there anything you guys want to say about this one?
This one is a maniacal tirade against all of the government. Basically, every side, you know, liberal, conservative, whatever you are, it's not the way to go. So that's all this is.
It's the angry political punk song.
Yes.
It's Lights Out, White City Graves, here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
Do ever mention that I live
White City Graves here, Lights Out from the album One of Us. And I will remind you, this is a redo of a podcast. So again, I apologize, but sometimes technology fails me. It's actually the first time that's happened during this whole pandemic. So what I will say is that once we are all good to go, and I'm telling this to most bands that I have on the show, I would love to have you guys actually in the studio when we're able to do that. Show you guys the studio. We can actually like high five, you know, drink a coffee, hang out, play some records together in person. Imagine that.
Open mouth kiss.
Yeah, spit on each other. Just, it'll be great. How do we communicate with you guys? I'm sure you guys got all the socials and stuff. Why don't you plug those?
The usuals, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We haven't started a TikTok yet. I guess we could, you know, shave 30 years off of our age.
Do some TikTok dances.
But if you just look up White City Graves on any of that, or if you just go to whitecitygraves.com,
nice.
There's like a link tree there with all the different links. But I'll second what you said earlier, Kevin, about Bandcamp.
Yeah.
I mean, as a music listener, it's fantastic. But as like a content creator, as someone who's, you know, posted music mm-hmm. on all the different platforms, I love Bandcamp. It's such a good way to get your music out there, and like the interface is nice and easy, and yep. people can download and stream. You can sell merch.
They got an
and
app.
The fact
everything.
That they're doing yep. these Bandcamp Fridays and waiving their revenue share. I mean, it's only like what 10 or 15%, but that's a big deal to someone like us. If you know, selling an album for $7, you know, and if you can get all seven of those dollars as opposed to $5, then
it's nice.
That makes a difference.
You can buy an extra soda. Okay, Adam, how do we support your visual art? Do you have a website or a profile for that?
Oddly enough, I do. If you go to Etsy and look up Catola Creations, I know it's a weird spelling, but it's K-E-T-O-L-A K-R-E-A-T-I-O-N-S. Jesus.
Catola Creations. Your last name, Creations. Cool.
Yeah. That was a lot of spelling, and I've drank a few. So.
Nice.
And we sell a lot of those prints at our shows.
That's awesome.
A lot of times, Adam will make a custom print specifically for each show.
That's great.
Kind of hearkening back to the old school days of screen-printed rock posters.
Stapling to telephone poles, and yeah,
no, I still do that.
So do you guys have any shout outs or bands you want to thank or thank yous or shout outs, anything you'd like to shout out?
Whoa, that was a blindsided one. Damn you, Kevin.
What do you mean? We already did this.
definitely Jason Shavey at Synergy, who produced our album for us and made it sound big and huge.
Yeah.
So definitely that. Synergy Productions. Jason Shavey up there on North Aurora. Shout out to Josh, our old bass player.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got a kid now.
Nice.
So he's living that straight and narrow life.
Yeah. Good for him, man. I wish the best for that guy.
So yeah, it's good for everyone to know. There was no like ill will or anything.
Yeah.
Just he couldn't do it anymore. So we got Brent. Brent and I have been playing together in bands for 20 years.
That's awesome.
So tight rhythm section. We got a couple super fans too, Chris and Crystal, who come to every single show. So shout out to Chris and Crystal, right? It was cool to join a band that had fans. Had people that come to every show and has a bunch of Facebook followers and stuff. So
yeah, it's cool to play in a band that has fans.
Uh, So once this whole, you know, lockdown thing and bands are able to get back at it and stuff, I think it would be fitting to actually have just a record release show. Who cares if it's a few months away, you know, if it's a few months after the time the actual record was released. I think you deserve it. You know, you should just call it the record release show. Screw it. The delayed record release show.
Well, we were talking about having maybe like a vinyl release show.
Oh, there you go.
By the time we play our next gig, we'll have vinyl.
You have
so
vinyl, so.
That makes it sound slightly less pathetic, right?
Hey, you know what? I was saying, like,
planned.
There's so many bands that have put out killer music during this pandemic, and it just hasn't been, you know, I mean, it's given so much life to, and there continues to be awesome music being put out, and it's very essential and very vital. But I feel like it's important that we give recognition to those bands that gave us the soundtrack through this. And, you know, we just give them that party at the end of it, dude. You guys made it through and you guys gave us that soundtrack to this. So, you know, we should be able to show our support for you. And this is your first time playing the record, so it can be the record release party. Yeah. Screw it, you know? It doesn't matter. There's no rules through this, so do what you want, man.
Good call. I'll see you there.
All right. Hey. Sounds good. Book it.
Hell, with this damn pandemic that we were going through, it's just one of us.
Exactly.
Yep.
All right, guys. So any final words for the Northwest audience before we jump into Manifesto?
Just come out to a show when you can.
Yes.
We're finally able to. Just come. Come.
Yes.
Say hi.
Support that local music, man.
Stick me with the vaccine and bring me to the shows.
Yeah. And when you go see your favorite, like, local band, just buy some merch. If you see a band, if you're going to see one band and some other band that you've never heard of before is opening and they blow you away, go talk to them and buy a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Buy a CD, even if you don't have a CD player. Just know that, like, throwing like a couple of bucks their way makes a big difference. I hate to make it sound like a capitalist thing, but it really does keep the bands drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give them gas money to keep rolling.
Yeah. Let you buy new guitar strings and drumsticks and pay for rehearsal space rent and go into the studio when you want to.
Thank you guys for being up to doing a round two. As soon as this is over, I'm going to save this file and double save it in two different spots. I appreciate it. Shout out to White City Grays for being good sports. Thank you guys so much. We're going to go into Manifesto off of One of Us. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
Have a good one, guys.
You too, man.
Thanks, man. You too.
All right. I promise I'm saving it right now. Take it easy, guys.
Football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.